1-888 767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U if you'd like to join the conversation or have a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We're talking about radon this week because in particular in Arizona, we got it.
We do.
We got a lot of it.
And you don't know you got it.
You don't smell it. You don't see it. You don't
hear it.
You don't, you break your leg, you feel it. You know, you smell leaking gas, you smell it. Radon, there's no immediate effect to know that it's present in your home.
But our theme at Roselle Now is become your best friend. We do that by bringing you good information, positive information, and not just the bad news. The good news is you can't detect it, but it's easy to test for. It's as expensive as free to get a test from the Arizona Radiation Regulatory Agency, or call Arizona Foundation Solutions for $200. You'll have the test conducted. And then, in my mind, that's a lot of peace of mind because you don't have to educate yourself as to making sure the right conditions were there. You put in the wrong conditions, you put the container in the wrong location, you could be getting a false low reading.
Correct. That's right.
So you pay $200, you get them done, and you kind of stumbled on the remedy for this in trying to solve a completely other problem.
Right. I mean, 13 years ago, I was talking to Dave Dethridge, a geotech from Scottsdale, about a disaster that he had about when he was mitigating chemicals underneath the building. And he pulled all the chemicals and the water out, and the building sank, and now they had this huge problem of underpinning. And I said, Dave, why don't we do that on purpose? Of course, he thought I was crazy at the time. But then we decided to conduct these experiments where we pull out the air, the moist air from under a building to control the clays. And lo and behold, I found out later on that this is how radon is mitigated as well.
So the intent, as Arizona Foundation Solutions, was to find a way to rob the clay expansive soils from the moisture that causes the problem.
Correct.
You ventilate the dirt underneath your building. It was simplistically stated.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's right.
So you engineered a system to do that.
Right. And it's very similar to a radon system, but not the same exactly. There are some differences that facilitate more drying as opposed to just sucking up air, whatever it may be.
Yeah. So you apply this, figure out, hey, this is solving the radon infiltration from the subfloors and the substrates. Now you've got another whole, well, in many instances, you were not able to help people with foundation problems,
right?
Because it was very, extremely expensive to solve a heave.
Right. I mean, I remember I talked to people and I felt horrible about, well, there's really nothing cost effective I can give you. I mean, people with inch drywall cracks in their house.
Yeah.
And it's all from the soil heaving up in the middle. You can't underpin the edge to fix that. I mean, it's not going to work. And so I felt horrible about offering nothing to these people for many, many years.
And y'all specialize in foundation solutions.
Correct.
But most foundation failures aren't a settling problem.
That's right. Most of them in Arizona are floor heaving problems, not footing settlement problems.
And so we're having this conversation just so y'all can all track us on how Bob came up with this inexpensive solution to eliminating radon. It's easy to free to test for. It's cheap to have Arizona Foundation Solutions test for it. If you have it, many people think, I'm dead. This house is now worthless. There's nothing I can do. It can't be fixed.
Yeah, and nothing could be farther from the truth. I've not found a house yet that couldn't be easily mitigated for radon. It's not that hard to do. Sometimes it's a little, you know, you have to do some tweaking, but it can be done.
And you're actually installing a ventilation system. You don't have to do a lot of damage to get the system installed.
Correct. Right. It's not invasive. You don't have to move out of the house. It's not a 3-week. It's a half a day process. And you'll hardly even know we were there.
Yeah. And I know a neighbor that had radon tested. And they got zero.
Right.
Can I assume I'm going to get zero?
Absolutely not. There is no way. And this is one of the common fallacies out there. People think, oh, I'm in an area that doesn't have it. But you cannot predict. And the EPA says it right in their guideline that you cannot predict. That's why every home needs to be tested. We had a home out there in the dusty desert near Tucson that tested 10 times the limit, 40 picocuries per liter. I mean, who would have suspected?
Gosh. Now, what do you look for geologically to even have a suspicion? I was always under the impression a granite base.
That's correct.
Yavapai County, Prescott, Chino Valley, Prescott Valley.
That's correct.
Pinnacle Peak,
right.
Troon.
You can get more in areas where there is granite. Especially like if there's uranium mines like up on the northern part of the state, you can get more in those areas.
Or over on Cherry Creek in Tonto Basin, they've actually gone into Workman's Creek and they went and closed the entire area to hiking because they found out the radiation was so high from all the abandoned mines.
Right. So you can have areas that have higher areas, but that doesn't mean that if you live in an area that's not one of those areas that you're safe. It absolutely does not mean that.
Okay. So what we want you to take away from today's program here this hour is you need to test your home for radon. Arizona Foundation Solutions will do it for $200.
And we'll do it for free whenever we're doing a regular foundation investigation.
And y'all are doing those how often?
Oh, we do. We do about 10 of those a week.
Yeah, okay.
We do quite a few of them.
So, and then you're just setting the canister there, and then you're retrieving it, or you're having the client actually mail it in?
Yeah, the homeowner just mails it in. Correct. Okay. It's easy to do.
All right. It gets tested. It's over the limit. And the fact that, like I said, this topic is one that just always, to me, seems to be cloaked. When you talk to builders, when you talk to neighborhood homeowners, even homeowners associations don't particularly want you testing homes in their homeowners association.
Yeah.
They just would rather ignore it.
Yeah, it's amazing how much misinformation there is about this subject.
Okay. We've got a call calling in and wants to ask a question on this particular subject. I believe that's Rennie or Renee.
Hi, it's Renee.
Renee, good morning, Renee.
Good morning. My question about radon is this. If you test your house for radon and it's clear or below the limit, is that test good forever, or do you need to test it again sometime in the future?
Well, first of all, when you do a short-term test, you have to realize the limitations of a short-term test. You're testing at a very short window of time that may or may not be representative of what the house is like year-round. So, for instance, especially like in the spring or in the fall or even sometimes a warm winter where we keep the windows open, your levels in the house are going to be quite a bit lower. So just kind of bear that in mind that, you know, there's a certain amount of probability that test may not be representative.
All right, Renee?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Now, when we say testing, some of these homes in some of these areas that are kind of prone to it are large homes.
Correct.
I mean, you're placing more than one canister, aren't you?
You can place more than one canister, and the EPA guidelines are to place it in the lowest lived-in level, which in Arizona is usually like one level.
Okay, yeah.
But sometimes you have basements, so you put it down in the basement.
Okay. Now, let's talk about slab on grade, which in my mind just intuitively tells me is probably the most prone to the problem. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But then you've got the crawl. I would think with a crawl space and floor joists and stuff like that, you'd have that area ventilated, you know, cross-ventilated. Those all have to be ventilated enough where it would dissipate. I don't know. But
Well, I can tell you that—
Is one home safer than another?
My experience is that crawl spaces actually have more radon seepage into the house because the layer between the house and the crawl space is more porous. And so you'll have more air suction. Even though the area down there may be ventilated, it still pulls up from the stack effect from that area into the house, and it pulls it up more easily than through a slab.
Okay. So an enclosed crawl space with
Correct.
A stem wall that you've hung your rim joists on and set all your floor joists, even if it's ventilated,
right.
could be a high level of concentration.
Absolutely could be.
Okay. So would you put the canister in the crawl space?
No,
in that?
No.
You'd put it in the lowest
The
area.
Lowest lived-in area of the house, correct.
Okay. We've got an email question here that hit us, and it said, okay, if we checked it 15 years ago, do I ever need to check it again?
Well, as I mentioned, each short-term test is a very short-term picture that may or may not be representative. So, you know, you can get a 92-day test. You know, hey, if you had it tested 15 years ago and you're worried about it, I mean, what's the cost? I mean, big deal. Do it again.
What is the cost for the long term?
For the long term, well, we don't have an alpha track detector. I've thought about buying one. They're fairly expensive.
Okay,
but I can't imagine it being more than $400 or $500 to test.
Okay, so there you go. It's all issues that we can deal with if we just get it registered as to whether or not it's a problem. Put it on your radar screen, right?
Right.
We haven't even told people how to contact you yet. How would you like folks to contact you?
Well, I mean, the best way is to go to Rosie's website and look us up.
All right. RosieOnTheHouse.com. The number there is 602-702-5390. Y'all operate statewide.
Correct. And we have offices in Tucson, but we do operate statewide.
No place in Arizona you haven't been to fix this foundation.
I think we've been just about everywhere.
So if and let's talk about foundation failures just a little bit. As we were alluding to, that you developed this system for radon mitigation by trying to solve a clay soils expansion problem. And most people look at a foundation failure at their home and immediately assume it's settling.
Right. Well, that's the paradigm that everybody understands. It's counterintuitive to think the opposite, you know, that the house could actually be moving upward.
Somewhere in the house, we have to have moisture introduced to a clay expansive soil.
Right.
That's heaving everything up. And we haven't been able to solve that before we developed this particular system.
The solutions were really horrible before.
You patented the system, right?
That's right. It's being patented.
It's patent
pending right now. Yeah.
Right.
The solutions beforehand were really awkward, like tear out your whole floor and put it back or cut off walls all the way around the house. I mean, those are solutions that could cost anywhere upwards to $200,000, $250,000. Hell, you can build a new house cheaper than that.
Wow. More when we get back with Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions. If you'd like to join the conversation, he's only going to be here a couple more minutes. If you've got a question for him, try and get in now. 1-888-767-4348.